going to focus on the minyan ha'asiri. We're not talking about a center for a minyan. The minyan ha'asiri means that when Mashiach comes, the Eibishter will count Yidin for the 10th time. In our previous year, we explained the significance of the number 10, that we know that there are 10 Poreis Adumois, there's going to be 10 Nigunim, the Nigun Asiri, and the same is true about the Minyan Asiri. The Eibishter is going to count Yidin for the 10th time. Why will the Eibishter count the Yidin? What is the significance of the counting of Bnei Yisrael? So everyone is familiar with what Rashi says. Rashi tells us in Parshas Bamidbar, as mitoichi boson shel Yisrael, because the Eibishter loves the Yidin, he constantly counts them. And many times that happens, unfortunately, after a gzera, after there's a plague or a certain punishment of Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter counts the Yidin. The Loshin of Rashi, mitoichi boson lefonov moina oisam kol shah, kishayotzu mimitzrayim monam, when they left Mitzrayim, the Eibishter counted them. Kishanoflu be'egel monam, when they fell, the Yidin, unfortunately, because of the chayte egel, many got killed. To know, lay the minyan hanisorim, to know how many were left. Ukshabal lahasri shchinosi aleim monam. When it came to bring the Shechina down, the Eibishter once again counted the Yidin. Be'echot benisin hukam amishkon. On the Rish Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan went up. Ube'echot b'ir monam, and Rish Chodesh Ir, the Eibishter counted them again. Mitoichi boson shel Yisrael. And obviously, after the entire Golos of Golos Achren, when there's going to be not only the Yidden from this generation, but Yidden of all generations, Tchias HaMesim, Yidden coming back every Yid from every generation, it's obviously fitting and befitting that the Eibishter should count us again to show how precious we are to him. We know that something that you like, you count a lot. You have people, they get nachas, they just count how much money they have. They just counted yesterday. The counting itself shows on a certain chiba, that a certain endearment, that you're so close to you that you're always counting to see that you have it. But then there is another very important part of the Eibishter counting Bnei Yisroel. There is a halachic rule that dover shebeminyan loy bottle, which that really is in kashrus a lot. For example, we have the concept of bitul b'shishim. If you have a drop of milk, falls into a pot of soup, so if there are 60 times the pot against the milk drop, so it's mevatalit, and there are many other gdorim of bitul, certain things bitul beroy, bitul b'shishim, certain things b'masayim. There are different rules. But then there are certain objects which do not become bitul. Even if there is 1,000 to 1, that one does not become bitul. And it's not just, you know, by chametz on Pesach, afilu chametz b'mashu, but we're talking about a dover shebeminyan. A dover shebeminyan means something which is bought or sold individually. For example, you buy a pound of flour. You don't buy a specific little shtickel piece of flour. You buy it by the pound. You don't buy it by the piece. Then there are certain things which are chashuv enough to be bought by the individual item. It's a dover shebeminyan. And a dover shebeminyan is loy bottle. It doesn't become bottle because it has a chshivis by itself. The Eibishter, by counting Bnei Yisrael, gives us the halachic status of Dover Shebeminyan. Why? Because there are so many nations of the world. And people should say, Atem ama'at mikol ha'amim. We should become batal to the Hashkafas Ha'olam, to the Umayis Ha'olam. What's the koyach that Yidden have to be able to remain? Sai b'gashmias, that we still exist. And Sai b'ruchnias, that we don't lose ourselves in the ganze Welt. That koyach comes from the fact that the Eibishter counts us. By the Eibishter counting us, it gives us the koyach to not become batal to umay sa'olam and hashkafas sa'olam. And the same is true, La'asid Lavoi. La'asid Lavoi, there's going to be the Giloy of Einoid Movadoi, the Giloy of Yechida Shebenefesh. One of the Inyonim that's going to be Megala, this Inyon, is the Minyan Hasiri. By the Eibush, they're counting each and every Yid again. By the Eibush, they're showing the mile of each individual Yid and counting each Yid. That gives the koyach that we're going to be b'kiyum nitzchi, not just loy batal to umay sa'olam, but loy batal b'chlal. There's going to be a kiyum nitzchi to the ruchnius and gashmius of Am Yisrael. And that is all going to happen, Emir Tz Hashem, with these galos taken from Yad Mamash.